Welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a manifestation expert, master mindset coach, and multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. If you're looking to massively up-level your life, your finances, your relationships, your productivity and success, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is to help you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of mindset development to help you maximize who you are and where you're going. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, the resources, the strategies, and teachings that you need to manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. I have spent over a decade mastering my money mindset, and I have compiled the top 14 beliefs, principles, and practices that have made me a millionaire into one single ebook that you can download completely for free. Thousands of babes have already gotten access to these insights, and if more money is on your list of things to manifest, then you're gonna wanna download this ebook ASAP. Hello, my beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode of the Manifestation Bay podcast. Today is a little bit of a different episode than I normally record because this was not actually intentionally going to be a podcast episode in the first place. So if you are in my MBA program, that's Manifestation Babe Academy, you know that I do regular Q&As where you can come in and ask any question regarding the material. And every single week, sometimes every other week, I will come on and do an hour-long Q&A answering those questions. And I decided that I wanted to put up the answer to a question that was asked to me in our very last Q&A of this MBA round that just recently ended. And I thought about it and I was like, you know what? Every now and then there's some really potent shit that I talk about inside of MBA. And occasionally I'm just going to drop one of my Q&A sessions, like a question here and there on the podcast to kind of show you what we go into inside of MBA. And then also these are really good topics that can just make really easy podcast episodes for me to put out there. So that's what I'm going to do in this episode. I'm going to share a question that was asked around how do we actually let go? How do we surrender? How do we release the attachment to the thing that we're trying to manifest? This is a question that was posed by one of my students. And that's what this episode is answering. Now, please keep in mind, this is a Zoom call. I'm using my AirPods. It's not going to sound as good as how you hear me right now on my microphone. So please forgive me. This is a very casual. This is exactly what Q&A sessions are like with me inside of MBA. And so that's what you're going to get. So yeah, I hope you enjoy this episode. Hope it answers your question. Hope it offers you some sort of value. Let's get inside. Let's play the episode. Let's play the Q&A.
Jenny asked, how do you let go, surrender, release the attachment to the thing you're trying to manifest? Okay. This is a very interesting concept that I've obviously talked about in MBA, but I want to expand on it. I want to repeat some things and I want to go slightly deeper. Here is the paradox of it all, but also the truth of it all. What you have to realize is that the thing that you are after is very much so a state of being or a feeling that you are after, plain and simple. And what I have noticed in my journey, because I've wanted to make this a podcast episode, I just didn't know how to formulate it into words because it literally feels like a 3-minute podcast episode. I might just put it out because it's just, this is what it is that I don't feel any different today than when I did on my grandma's couch on a moment by moment basis. Yes, my reality is different. I have a lot more comforts and luxuries and all those things, but how I feel is actually exactly the same as how I feel today, having access to lots of resources, lots of options, a beautiful life. And why I say this is because manifestation is truly about the journey. And it's about cultivating the feeling, cultivating that peace now. So back when I was on my grandma's couch, I was a professional at cultivating that peace. Whatever it is that I thought that my dream life was going to give me, I knew that I had to be that now. And the thing is that when you're being it now, it no longer matters whether you have it or not. That's what's so trippy. And when you actually get it, this is what fucks people up. They think that when they finally get it, because remember, you're maintaining the vibrational frequency throughout the whole process, okay? If you're not embodying the journey now, if you're not embodying those feelings now, you're not going to get there, right? So you're never really going to experience what I'm talking about. But because you are so good at understanding now that you have to embody that frequency now. And what people think is that when they finally receive their manifestation, it's going to make some radical like change in how they feel. It's going to make some radical change in what they believe about themselves. It's going to make some radical change in like, all my problems are fixed. That's it. And yes, that initial feeling, like that initial, like, let's call it like, I don't know, this is a very weird analogy. I'm so sorry. It's because this was a topic of conversation this morning in a very weird way with a friend of mine. It's like popping an ecstasy pill or MDMA pill, where you have that high that you feel for, I don't know, 12, 24 hours. I don't know how long it lasts. It's been a very long time since I experimented with that. And you feel bliss the fuck out. You're like, oh my God, the business. Oh my God, I made my first 100K month. Oh my God. I said, yes, I got proposed to. Oh my God, I got pregnant. Oh my God, like whatever it is. And that feeling, that high is going to fade and you're going to go back to your foundational vibrational level. And it's just going to feel fucking normal. It's going to feel like any other day in your life. And a lot of people get fucked up by that because they're like, I thought that was going to fix everything. I thought I would feel that high forever. I thought that that thing meant I'm going to feel that way forever. And it doesn't. You just feel normal. You just feel like it's any other day in your life. Okay. So you have to understand that it's about cultivating the normalization of having it now. And so how do you surrender is by understanding that it's an I want you, but I don't need you energy. That is a very potent energy to be in. It's understanding that you're already happy, and it's a decision, let me tell you, it's a fucking decision. You're happy and at peace whether you have it or not. And think about how hard that is to embody, which is why very few people. I'm teaching you in MBA how to get what you want. And also, I hope you've seen by now why so few people have what they want, because it's not that simple. It's not that easy. It's easy and simple, but your ego really fucking battles all of these concepts, all of these things, all of these concepts. It really battles them. And so MBA is about being consistent and about rising above and about letting go and about surrendering all of these energies that we think are so cute to put on Instagram and talk about on Instagram, but very few people are living it. And so I'm encouraging you to start living this, because I'm telling you, this is the absolute fucking truth. When you want something but you don't need it, it's in that energy that everything manifests. And how to help you with that energy is to get busy, okay? If you're just sitting there and just moping around and wondering why you don't have what you want yet, you're not going to get it. But if you're like, okay, eventually I'm going to have it. I know, because I'm a powerful creator, I intended on it. I work through the things, the blocks, the whatever that is holding me back. And now I'm just going to go have fun. I'm going to live my life. I'm going to go to my job, or I'm going to work on my business. I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to go on dates. I'm going to go out with my friends. I'm going to go work out. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go do that, and just live my normal life and stay busy with it. Because it's about the journey of who you are becoming rather than the thing making you who you are. A lot of people think that the money is going to make them who they want to become. The relationship is going to make them who they want to become. The baby is going to make them who they want to become, or whatever it is that they're manifesting, the house, you know, the success, the accolade, the Forbes 30 under 30 or whatever. And it really is not. It is just the becoming on the path there that makes you who you are. Where that accolade in the end, that's so nice to have. I'm telling you, so nice to have. It's very sweet. It's very delicious. But like with any good dessert, at some point you're like, take this away from me. It's too much. I'm oversaturated, right? Like, I don't need this anymore, right? It's fine, whatever. And another way I like to look at it is, imagine you are flying to Paris. And you're on a first class flight to Paris. And you get on the plane and you just know that eventually you're going to get to Paris. You have a pilot, a flight crew, a plane. You have everything provided for you to get to Paris that you don't have to think about. You don't have to think about the altitude, the speed, the direction that you're flying in. As a passenger, you literally, that's not your job. But your job is to enjoy the flight there. Think about it, it's first class. So you got champagne, lie flat seats, you got jammies, right? You can read a good book, watch a good movie, the screen is bigger, right? There's a lot of luxuries that are offered in first class. And so you're enjoying it while you are getting there. And yes, absolutely. On the other hand, you can stress the whole way, wondering, is the pilot awake? Did he drink enough coffee? Oh my God, are we going the right direction? Oh my God, what if there's a storm? Oh my God, is this plane going to fall? Oh my God, there's turbulence. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You can absolutely have a horrendous experience in the path there. Either way, you're going to Paris, right? Either way, the universe is taking you there. But are you enjoying it, or are you making it a miserable experience? Some people choose to make manifestation a miserable experience. Some people choose to enjoy the journey there. I'm telling you, you're going to be a lot happier when you enjoy the journey there, because absolutely you can force manifest things. It happens, but actually keeping it and actually being happy and actually being fulfilled by what you're manifesting is through enjoying the journey there. Does that make sense? Yeah. So this is the same with when you want a person romantically, they can feel when you need them. Mm-hmm. I had a moment where I energetically broke up with Brennan when we were together for about a year. And I just, in my mind, I said, fuck you. I want you. I don't need you. And if someone better comes along, I'm fucking jumping on that. And I said that to myself. This is a decision I made to myself. He never knew this. But did he feel it? Oh, yes, he felt it. He felt that energetic shift. He's like, oh my God, I am losing her. And a relationship got stronger after that. It's a whole nother story, but I'm telling you, that energy applied to everything in life is so powerful and potent. It's like, if you want to grow your following on Instagram, if you are approaching, or any social platform, if you're approaching it as like, I need more followers, I need more engagement, or need, right? More, whatever, views. People feel that. This is probably, I should just cut this out and put it on the podcast. I feel like that should be it. I feel like I should just cut out some of these Q&As and put on the podcast, shouldn't I? Anyway, people feel that and they don't want to follow you. So when you're like, I'm just going to live my life, I'm going to do my thing. Yeah, I want more followers, but I don't need them to enjoy my social media game. I'm going to post what I want in my stories. I'm going to post what I want on my feed. I'm going to say what I want. Potent energy.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by following at ManifestationBabe or visiting my website at ManifestationBabe.com. I love and adore you so much and can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.